Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
Opponents are going to need a smaller net. Hawks are pouring in goals now. Nothing but fun. I didn't catch a game last night until after the first period. I get in the first period intermission, and there's Pat Boyle, Comcast Sportsnet, and he goes, the score's 3-3. I go, 3-3? It's first period. How's it 3-3? And then they got a couple of quickies, relative quickies, in the second period. Now it's 5-3. Well, now I can go to bed. Now I don't have to worry. Now I can get some sleep. Woke up this morning, there was a bonus goal, a 6-3. So they are just getting it done now. Time for Breakfast with the Blackhawk, and this is, of course, thanks to our friends at MB Financial Bank. MB means business. Let's say hi to our pal Brian Campbell. I think I got to be honest with you, Soup. I think since you and Panarin started souping a sandwich, it's been a good luck charm to the team.
It's helped out a bit. I think souping a sandwich is what's gets people away from the game a little bit, and when time for hockey, then we play some hockey, but. Lots of people talking about it.
We were talking to Coach Q, Dave. Was that yesterday?
Yes. Show?
And we have approval for you and Panarin to wear tuxedos during the game tomorrow night against the Blues in honor of your chances at the Oscars recognizing your work.
Oh, wow. That's nice. I'll walk the red carpet and tell them who I'm wearing.
Well, the Blackhawks do the red carpet thing before opening night season. Anyway. Yeah.
Can you see me working the red carpet? Brian Soup Campbell's here. Brian, I have to ask who you're wearing and go, rental.
Armani.
Yes, it's got to be back by midnight. Yeah. How do you explain that suddenly the back of the net's in big trouble? The Hawks keep putting up 5-goal games or better.
Well, we're just playing really good right now. We're playing how we need to play come playoff time, and we're rolling these lines. I think our forward lines, we got a lot of depth on each line, and so we can roll them and we can maybe up the pressure and keep the tempo high. And obviously we always get great goaltending, and the back end has been really solid moving the puck up to those guys. So I just like I like our makeup of our team. I think we've finally shown what we're able to do, and a lot of these young guys, plus guys that have been around, are everybody stepping up, and it's different guys on different nights.
You hate to put too much on one game, but how significant was the win at Minnesota Tuesday, where you'd won a couple of weeks earlier, but you go in there and win again against a team that's leading your division?
Yeah, we're obviously trying to catch them, and I think we now have 2 games left, but at that point we had 3, and we're pretty much going to have to maybe win all 3 to try and find a way to catch them. So that's the first step right there, is to win that game. And I like the way we played in it. We battled. We worked hard. It was a playoff atmosphere. So down the stretch here, we're going to have to get a little luck, but we're definitely going to have to do well in those games head to head.
Do you get into a position either waiting for a line change or on the ice, where you can actually take a second to enjoy some of Kaner's moves? I mean, that'll stop and go, little deke move he put on last night before he slams it in the back of the net. That's as good a goal as you'll ever see.
Yeah, he had a couple. Like, even this first one there where the goalie didn't even expect him to shoot it, and all of a sudden he fires it, it's in the net, and I was like, wow, that was pretty nice. So. Yeah, I think you do. Sometimes I think his one that he went 5-hole with when he stopped up there, I was looking the other way because one of our D-men was changing, so I didn't get a good view of that. So on that one, Steve, no, I did not. I was not able to see it very well, and I'll have to watch the replay.
No, you don't have to. I just told you. You're going to be busy conceptualizing the next issue of Soup and a Sandwich. It's just got to be fun, right? Now, when you guys practice, do those guys show off a little bit? Those puck is glued to my stick guys, and I can do anything I want with it.
Yeah, there's lots of trash talking out there, and we don't want them to score on us when we're like in practice on 2-on-1s or whatever. So, A lot of times I'll just tell Kane if he doesn't score, which is sometimes not very often, I tell him to dump it in the corner and cycle it. So we're just trying to razz each other and have a good time out there to keep it fun.
You know, as a Buffalo brother, you both, you know, he's a Buffalo guy. You played in Buffalo. I would think, you know, he'd be respectful of you. Plus, you're his elder.
Yeah, well, we both cheer for the Bills. So
I mean, that can't be easy.
Yeah, right. That's a challenge.
No, but at least we're in a, this. I don't know. The Bears aren't doing that well either, I guess. So
I noticed
a little bit. Yeah, I don't want to be too hard, but we've always had a good relationship, and we go to eat a lot on the road together. So you know, we're always chatting about different things, different sports.
Nice to see Roosevelt get back in there and contribute and get the game winner.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it was a great play, great shot. So I played a little bit with him last night. So everybody loves playing with Rosie, you know, when you're out there with him. You know, I've talked to Duncan before. He's an easy guy to play with. So I know he's battled that injury, and he's worked hard to get back. So, you know, he's so reliable all the time, makes the right play. So it was nice. He was pretty happy last night getting that goal.
Well, and what is it about him? Because Coach Q's got a special spot for Roosevelt, too. What is it about him? Just a great teammate, great guy? What's the deal?
Yeah, all of the above. But I think, you know, obviously he hasn't played a ton of games this season, but every time he goes in, he plays well. So, you know, you can just rely on him. He's just kind of the rock back there that you need. So, you know, when you have confidence in your players, then it makes it easier to coach. And I think, you know, with Q, he's got confidence in him at all times because he's known him for so long and knows what he does and how he performs every night.
What do we know about injuries? Anybody banged up?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, well, Hammer did leave the game last night.
Oh, he had to make a call.
You know, well, no, you know,
he had a personal call.
If he leaves the game, he has to be hurting.
Yeah, because normally he would have to be, oh, I don't know, unconscious and then carried on a stretcher, and he still might go Glenn Close on you and come back in. But what do you hear about Hammer? Is he going to be all right?
I don't think it's not very much. So it's
it would kill the rest of us, but for Hammer, he'll play hopefully Sunday.
Yeah, I would not be surprised, but
he's a tough dude.
We'll see. Yeah, he is.
Yeah. All right, so every time we do the MB Financial Bank Breakfast of the Blackhawk with Brian Campbell, we always get a question from a listener. I am just opening this question now.
Uh-oh.
It's a big envelope. Hold on one second.
Do you read it before you you read it to yourself before you say
it
to me?
Well, normally I do, but today Sandberg told me not to read it in advance, so we've got to get smaller envelopes. All right. And the winner is... Oh, no, that's Sunday night. Here's a question. It's a pretty good question. If a movie were made about the team, who ought to play Coach Q?
Oh, that's hilarious.
Wow. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Who plays Coach Q in the movie about the Blackhawks? You got to think celebrity, mustache, rugged.
Sean Connery?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
That's awesome.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Now, he might be a little old.
How about Tom Selleck?
Tom Selleck? You?
I was just going to say.
You want to say Selleck?
Yeah.
Selleck's too big for the bench. We need somebody a little bit smaller.
How about Tom Skerritt?
Tom Skerritt, the cowboy guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, good cowboy
He's
guy.
He's good.
What about Clooney? Just because it'd be fun to have shave Clooney's head. You know, give him a big bald spot. Clooney? I mean, he's a little
mustache.
Short.
Could Clooney do the mustache, though?
Oh, yeah. He's got facial hair all the time. I think right out of the gate, man. I think you got it right out of
Sean
the gate.
Sean Connery. Yeah.
And
I like that.
And he keeps the Scottish accent, and nobody questions him on it. he's from Canada. You know,
shoot the puck. Shoot the puck.
That's how you bring in viewers.
That's it, man. The star of Soup and a Sandwich and one of the best to put on skates, not just for your Blackhawks and all the NHL. It's our friend Brian Campbell, MB Financial Bank. Hugs to your girls, and we'll see you Sunday night out there.
Okay, sounds good, Steve. Have a good day.
Thanks. That's Brian Campbell.